are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Are you ready?
Stand by in one.
I invite you to let this be your moment.
Ready, mic one. Cue tape. And roll.
Make this your moment. Look back at this day and say, this is a day when something happened that really mattered in my life.
And we're live. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I am here to journey with you to a new day, a new moment. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. He is about to show you how your story can touch the lives of others while bringing glory to Him. It's not too late. Today, this moment can be the start of the best rest of your life. So join thousands of women from all around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment. Well, hello there, and welcome to Coffee with Kim once again. I am so glad that you are with us. I invite you to grab your coffee or your tea or whatever it is, and let's talk today. Let's go deep into the thought of our prayer life. I'm drinking from a coffee mug this morning that says, imagine. And I think about that. Imagine what we can do when we really step into that prayer life that God has invited us into, that deep communication with Him. I long to be better, more effective, more powerful, make it more practical in my life, in my everyday world, don't you? I mean, isn't it something that we don't want to feel intimidated by, that we just want to know? And don't we want to feel like we're being heard? Well, today we're going to talk about that. You know, prayer is both a marvelous and a mysterious kind of concept that we have. Sometimes the idea of communicating with the creator of the universe can almost seem ludicrous, can it? I mean, really? He would listen to me where I am? I mean, even in this ditch, he hears me. Many people I hear say that it seems presumptuous. Really? Is that the way God wants us to see that? And I know so many times in my life when I felt like prayer was so intimidating. Oh my gosh, Kim, do you know who you're calling upon? Do you know who you're talking to? Why would God want to talk to me anyway? And is there a right and wrong way to pray? Why does God answer some prayers but not others? And does it matter that we only have a little faith? Is it really dependent upon the size of my faith, the way God will answer my prayer? Oh, gosh. It's a deep subject that we're throwing ourselves into today. And if every question I've posed has a great response and an answer. And the thing about what we do on Coffee with Kim is most of the time there's no really right or wrong answers. It's where you are and how God is wanting to relate Himself unto you. So today I ask you to open up your heart as we go into this subject, and as we explore the thoughts, and as we go into this dialogue of prayer. Now, I want to invite and tell you that our guest co-host today is a prayer warrior. Her name is Sue Ellen Roberts, and she's going to be joining me from Dallas, Texas. Now, remember, I'm in Baltimore. Our programming is out of Atlanta. And my friend and co-host, Sue Ellen Roberts, is joining us from Dallas, Texas today. Now, Sue Ellen is someone I admire and I love. I love and admire her because of the things that God has been able to do through her. But can I tell you a secret of why I really, really, really just long to be around her? Because she knows the power of prayer. Since the first time I've met her, Sue Ellen, she has always said, let's pray. Let's not end this phone call before we pray. Kim, maybe this is God's will for us, but let's pray. Kim, will you be on the board, but I want you to pray. Pray always preceded everything that Sue Ellen does, and I love that about her. Sue Ellen is the founder and the president of Christian Women in Media. This is a global effort bringing Christian women who are in media together, and men. Oh, my gosh, so many men now. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. But Sue Ellen is a seasoned professional. She's had 2 decades of experience in the field of communication. She's a producer. She's an organizer. Oh, my gosh, she's done so much. She began working in New York with Gucci, and now she's all about working in God's arena. And can I tell you that her husband, he's no lightweight either, Jimmy Roberts, the former personal assistant to the one and only Billy Graham. Oh, my goodness. So we have a power woman coming on who knows all about the power, the practicality, and how personal prayer could be. So it is my distinct honor to welcome my friend and my fellow prayer warrior, Sue Ellen Roberts, to Coffee with Kim. Good morning, Sue Ellen.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning. I'm honored to be on, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, I know how much you believe in the power of prayer, and I believe that is the beginning point. The only thing that precedes the power of prayer is the power of knowing Christ and coming into that relationship with Him. Would you agree with that, Sue Ellen?
Yes, I certainly do. And I think it's providential that we are having this radio program the day after Easter, because it's so significant, the death and the suffering of Christ on the cross and His resurrection. But God, through that suffering of Christ and through the resurrection, God made the way that we can communicate through prayer with a holy God, and that's through Jesus Christ. And it says in His word that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me. So that opens the door for us, that significant happening in the life of Christ opened the door for us that we can enter into the holy presence of God through Christ and through prayer. And, you know, Kim, in the opening there, you were talking about deep communication with Him. And I think everyone desires to communicate with God. And I the most important thing is, in order to do that, we need to have a personal relationship with Christ. And as we have that personal relationship, God opens the door for us to be able to pray and to through His Son, Jesus Christ. And it's exciting. It's an exciting walk to incorporate prayer and communication with God. And the more that you do it, the more you want.
Absolutely. May I ask you, suppose I'm a listener and I hear you, and because we have, oh gosh, Sue, we have the greatest group of listeners that keep adding each week, and men and women, all denominations, all across the country, in different countries, and I love that. But suppose that I'm a listener who's just jumped on, and I hear you speaking about a personal relationship with Christ. Will you take a moment to explain that to someone? Maybe there's someone out there going, well, I hear this all the time, but I'm not sure what that means. So let's open that door first, because I feel like God is quenching, you know, saying to me right now, let's stop right here and talk about how, because He's made the way for the relationship. Now, what do I do if I'm a listener and I don't have that?
That's
Will you walk our listeners through that this morning?
Yes, I'd be happy to. And it's what the Word of God says, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And that's what we were talking about. But the most important thing, there are three steps that we have to recognize that we're sinners. I'm a sinner. Yeah. And it's through believing in Jesus Christ that he cleanses us from all sin. But as we recognize him, as we recognize we're sinners, and as we confess our sin, we and accept him into our heart. It's very simple. It's not something that we have to work our way to heaven. Christ came for us. And as we recognize our sin, as we believe in him and ask him to come into our lives, he comes in to our hearts and he transforms us by the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can walk in God's way, not in our own way. But it's action of grace, the grace of God that works in our lives. And what happens when we experience that, when Christ comes into our life and into our heart, he, by his Holy Spirit, redirects our lives. Where I see a transformation, I have seen it happen to someone in my family recently, where the transformation is amazing because they, the Holy Spirit ministered to them and they received Christ into their lives. And you know, the outflow is we start caring more about others. We want more of the Word of God, reading the Word of God, learning his principles and walking in his way. But
it also causes us to want to pray, don't you think?
Exactly.
It's almost like yes. When you meet a new friend, and that's who Jesus says that he is to us. He's that friend. When we come into his presence, when we ask him into our heart, when we begin this relationship with him, then it's almost as if when you and I met first, Sue Ellen, we wanted to talk more. We wanted to get to know each other, and that began an honest dialogue. And that's mm-hmm. what I wanted our listeners to hear. It's like, okay, you began this relationship. It's not through church membership. It's not through a certain denomination. You don't have to wait
that's
until
right.
you're a certain age. You know,
that's
that
right.
at any moment, I accepted Christ when I was a little girl at the age of 9 years old. So, you know, at any point, at any moment, when we feel God, when we feel that in our heart, that, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I am okay, then at that moment you can stop and go, but I can make it okay. And I call upon you, Lord, that you will please come into my heart and to make me a new creature. And he says that he will do that. But then that's when we start taking these steps. And to me, the
right.
steps began with that communication with him. So thank you so much. I know that that meant a lot to a lot of people. Now let's move into this prayer. Oh my gosh, you know we could hold a whole conference on prayer because
yes,
it is.
That's right. That's right. It is.
And I love what you said because it's so true. Each and every one of us want to know the mystery of this and to be able and the miraculous outcomes of prayer. But I want to. We're all so much like this little girl that I write about in my cherished book, one of the devotional Sue Ellen, and it's so cute. And I can find myself here so many times. It's a granddad overheard his granddaughter reciting the alphabet as she was working around the flower beds, and he asked her as she's just singing the alphabet. He goes, "What you doing?" And the little girl said, "I'm praying. But I can't think of exactly the right words to say, so I'm just saying all the letters, and God will put them together for me because he knows all the right words." Isn't that the cutest thing?
Yes,
we can,
yes.
You right. know, that we can be almost like that little girl so many times where we just don't know what to pray. And when that mm-hmm. happens, what does God say to us? When we don't know what to pray, when we're entering, when we're brand new, how do we even begin the prayer? What would
yes.
you, how would you respond
yes.
to that?
Well, I find there's different types of prayer. Number one, we are to pray, I call it petition praying, where we pray for one another specifically and specific prayers for your situation, your family, whatever. But then as we move along, in prayer, again, it's developing a two-way conversation with God. And as we do that and are available, make that time and are available to God, we can hear from God for a situation that mm-hmm. we're in. And many times it comes through hardship where we're going our own way, and then all of a sudden a difficulty comes in our life, whether it's a physical difficulty, financial, relational difficulty. But that causes us to cry out to God and mm-hmm. and begin to develop that prayer life and that two-way communication where we can listen and hear his voice and then speak to him and communicate with him in a way that God provides. And I think it's so important that as we take the time, I think it's, you know, whatever we do, the most important thing we can do is to make the time. Time is very valuable, but making the time for the Lord and so that we can pray regularly. And, you know, also the Bible says that pray without ceasing, not only praying in the morning or the evening, but throughout the day, thinking about God and praying and communicating with him. And mm-hmm. I think also another aspect that we can learn is waiting on God, just mm-hmm. waiting and listening for God's voice to speak to us mm-hmm. about our situation. But I found in my own life that there were periods of suffering that I went through. I went through a terrible divorce, and mm-hmm. that drove me deeper into God, where I wanted to pray more, and I wanted to hear from God more. You know, sometimes how do we respond to the difficulties in life? Do we go to God or do we go away from God? But as we base our lives in communicating with him, that's the time in the difficulties that we go to him. And I found that I wanted nothing but God during the struggles in life. And then during the good times, the same thing. As we're consistent in our prayer life, as we take the time before the day starts is often the best time, you know, so we can mm-hmm. focus on the Lord and pray and communicate with him and hear from him.
Okay, let's stop right there because you are giving so much meat out. This is wonderful, and I hope I hope my friends who are listening are really taking these down so that they can chew on them and make them manageable in their lives. Because this is what I want us to do today. I want you, listener, I want you to understand that it can be so simplified. There's so many components to prayer, and what Sue Ellen was talking about, like when you're really, really sad, when you're going through devastating times, and even as you start each morning, that this thing called prayer can really be simplified to where you are, what you need, what's before you. Were you talking to a friend who has infinite wisdom to guide and protect and lead you? So let's bring that down to a listener. You know, I am here, and you said something that I think is critical for every one of my friends who are listening to write down this morning. It's Psalms 53:1, and it's a scripture. It says, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you. And then I wait in expectation." I love this because this is everything. This is one scripture that kind of wraps up so much of that incredible wisdom that you were sharing, Sue Ellen. It shows the attitude that we can have when we pray, that we can lay our first thing in the morning. There's this, you know, before you even put your first with me, before I even roll out of bed, I'm praying. I remember an old saying that I heard a long time ago. It says, any day not surrendered to the Spirit of God will likely be lived in the flesh. So I know that I have to call upon Him first thing in the morning to really set, to shift my mind, like you said, Sue Ellen, to what God wants rather than what I want. And then to know that I can start right at that moment laying my request. And I want to talk about that, Sue Ellen, because I think that so many times, and tell me what you think, but I think so many times we think that we should be praying for everybody else, which is a good thing. And we feel like we're being so selfish, pray for ourselves. But that, and in that, I think we're being completely fooled and manipulated by the enemy, because the prayer really needs to start in our own heart with our own request, lining ourselves up for the day. Do you agree with that, Sue Ellen?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And why?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's so important because we have needs, and God wants to hear from us about our own needs. And
so speak
He's
to the
one
listener.
That can bring. Pardon me?
Speak to the listener right now, Sue Ellen, who really feels like, I am so overwhelmed, but I feel selfish because the rest, you know, I hear people say, but look what's going on in this part of the world. Look at the starving kids. Look, how dare I bring my little request to God for a job or to heal my marriage or to find a husband? Speak to that person who is battling the thoughts of being selfish. What would God say to that person?
Well, you know, we go back to what the word of God says, and God loves us, and that's why He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross, and He wants to hear from you about your needs, about your suffering, about your good things also. So it's so important to have that open communication, just like you would with a friend, where you're sharing your life with a friend, that you're communicating with your best friend what your heart needs. And so God is open to hearing, and that's what we need to do daily as we come to Him. Don't feel selfish about it. God wants us to come to Him with our thoughts, our prayers, our needs. He is our all in all, and He's listening as well as desiring to speak to you.
Absolutely. And He says to us that we are to pray without ceasing, that we're to bring our request to Him. And I love the scripture of Daniel 9:18, where it says, we do not make requests of you, God, because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. It's a place where we can go and know God's mercy and His goodness and build that relationship that we have. Sue Ellen, we have some callers on the line. So I want to, let's take caller 2268. Let's invite this caller in, caller 2268. We would love to invite you to coffee with Kim. And please, I think that we're having an echo here. Maybe if you turn down whatever it is that you are listening to. And then if you'll just give us your name and your comment or question. Caller 2268.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, hi. Hello there. Well, this is a friend that I know. Well, let's go to caller 5584. Caller 5584. Hello? Caller 5584. Okay, well, that's okay. We're having some problems right now with our sound. So we're going to cut that off, and we're going to go back to Sue Ellen. Sue Ellen, I am so glad you're here. Thank you for sharing this wisdom with us. And let's move right along before we go into commercial. I love the scripture, Jeremiah 33:3. It says, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and unsearchable things. Call unto me is just prayer, correct?
Yes, yes. Yes, most definitely. And he hears us. You know, the thing that I love about praying, it's a two-way communication. As we bring our prayer needs to God, as we bring our issues to God, and nothing is too small to pray about. And as we bring it to God, he speaks back to us as we get to know him and communicates with us as well through prayer.
Now, that's been something, Sue Ellen, that's been controversial of late, that we've heard that through the airway so many times. We've heard a lot of condemnation and fun-making that we can truly hear from God. Tell me about that, because I know I hear from him. I know John 10:27 says that my sheep hear my voice. So tell the listener, how does that work? How do we hear his voice? What does that mean to you?
Well, that means to me, I've had, daily as we take the time to pray and get to know God and develop the relationship as he loves us. We were created for him and he wants to speak to us. So as we're open to him, as we pray and as we pray regularly, we get to know God. And oftentimes God speaks back. He can speak through his word. He can speak to our hearts, and we develop that knowing his voice. And it's always guided by the principles of what God has laid out in his word. But as we move forward in that relationship, I definitely believe we can hear from God. And I've experienced it myself in many of the things that God has led me to start. It comes where he puts a desire in my heart. He speaks a desire to my heart. So I know he speaks, and then he asks me to step out and do whatever he's speaking to my heart. So I know personally that God is faithful to speak to our hearts, and as we listen to him, he will lead us and guide us. As we pray, as we know God, he is the one that will lead us and guide us and help us to make wise decisions.
In the book, in my Burdens and Blessings book, I have a chapter on hearing from God and how to know when it's not God and when to be able to follow the biblical principles and knowing, you know, is this congruent to what God would say to me? But one of the things I talk about, which I'm such a practical-minded person, if I can make it more of a contemporary thought, it helps me understand what God is saying. And one of the things I share is back before, and I don't know the listeners' age is that are listening today, but there was a time that we didn't have caller ID on our telephones. As you maybe you remember that with me, Sue Ellen, and you had to pick up the phone to actually know who was on the other end of the line. And it, you know, if it was someone that you were familiar, spoke with often, you immediately recognized the voice. Oh, this is Mom. Oh, this is my friend Sue Ellen. This is, you know, and it was easy. It was recognizable. If it's someone we hadn't talked to in quite a while, you had to listen a little bit longer before you pick up who this is. And if it's someone new, you know, you had to ask, or they had to introduce themselves. And I think about that with my communication with God, that the more I listen to him, the more in silence that I am, I hear those whispers in my heart. I learn how he is speaking to me, and it becomes a recognized voice in my soul. Doesn't mean that I still don't stop to question and pray, God, is this you? But I, through these last years, I've gotten to the point to where I can recognize his voice like the scripture tells us that we can. I remember with my oldest son one time, but years ago when he was still in high school, I had, unbeknownst to them, I had a cancer scare, and I had gone from some extensive tests, didn't tell them about it, but came home and I was awaiting, you know, the call for the diagnosis, and I was a little apprehensive, worried, and I was kind of trying to busy myself around the house when my oldest son called and he goes, Mom, I just want to come home today. Well, he was loved school, never wanted to leave school. And I said, really? What? He goes, I don't know. I just want to come hang out with you today. That never happened before. And I knew, God quickened in my heart, that this was him working with Trey. So I said, you know mm-hmm. what? Tell them mm-hmm. that you want to come home and I'll come pick you up. Well, I picked him up. We came home. We got on his little four-wheeler and we rode and we laughed and we giggled and we had the most fun. And at the end of the day, I said to him, what was it that put that thought? Why did you think about that? And he goes, I don't know, Mom. I just had this thought that I just wanted to spend time with you. And so I explained to him what I had been going through. And I said, Trey, I want you to go back and remember that feeling. Remember that voice. Because that, sweetheart, was God speaking to you. He knew I needed you, and he was speaking. And I feel like that, you know, those moments when we look back and we know that that was God speaking to us, that we cherish that, we ponder that, we remember that, and it helps us to recognize that voice in the future. So, listener, if you're sitting here and you're thinking, is this God, then first see if it's congruent with his word. Is it something that God's word would say to you? And it's always okay to call a mentor, someone you trust, someone like Sue Ellen is in my life, someone who you know knows the word and that you can go to and have that counseling with them. So we're going to, Sue Ellen, we are going to take a break for just a minute. We've got a 30-second break that we need to take, and then we're going to come back and we're going to take a call from a friend, a 14 with the last digits of 1492. This is a great conversation. And for those of you who are sitting out there, I pray this moment that God is speaking to you and he's saying, this is for you. I want you to know that at any moment, at any time, that I am available to you. Call upon my name. Come to me, you who are weary and heavy burdened. Let me take that load. That is the God that we serve. This is the friend that we have in him. This is our mentor. He is our refuge. He is our wisdom. And he is real and he's relevant. And he is the one that I turn to first breath in the morning and the last breath at night. He is the one who sustains me, who carries me through. So this is what he wants to be even greater to each and every one of us. This is the longing of his heart. To be in communication with us. Imagine that love. Imagine that love. All right, let's break for 30 seconds. We'll be back.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Coffee with Kim. Before we move on, I'd like to mention to you, I know I've mentioned a couple of books, Cherish, Burdens of Blessings. If you're interested in knowing anything more about me or the books that I've written, please go to our website. It's www.rosesandrainbows.org. It's there that you can order most anything that I've done. Also, you can go online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, most of your large book outlets, and you can also find them there. I invite you to join me each and every day on Facebook. Each morning at 9 o'clock, we do a live Tuesday, Friday. We do in-depth teachings and encouraging and have a time of great dialogue and prayer. You can join us there at facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. Like us so that we can you can be alerted when we're on and all the upcoming events and everything that we have going on. Can't wait to see you in Baltimore on April 4th, be in Jackson, Mississippi, April 17th for a large event there going on at the where is it, Karen, that we're going to be?
Jackson Convention Center.
So that's going to be a great event. I cannot wait to be there. also want to invite each and every one of you to meet me in Dallas and Sue Ellen. Sue Ellen is the president of Christian Women in Media. It's also men. We're going to be having our media summit the last week in April. Oh, my gosh, if you can come, if you have any, if you're an author, if you're a writer, if you're a producer, come. It's an amazing event where people come globally to learn, to experience the wisdom and the knowledge of others, to network and meet with some the most incredible people. I literally bump into people that I've been reading about for years and go, oh, my gosh, you are a real human being. It is wonderful. And then to see the love and the compassion that pours out of these people. So we are going to look up. We're going to let Sue Ellen tell you about that before we close out. But before we move on, I want to again thank you. Thank you for your interest in the power of prayer. And today our heart is to make prayer more practical for each and every one of us, more powerful in our lives. So right now, before we move on, we are going to take a call from, I think that this is a special friend of mine that's calling in from Georgia. We'll see. Caller 1492, welcome to Coffee with Kim. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning. This is Kim Romero from Georgia. How are you?
Hey, my friend Kim. I'm great. Thank you for calling in. I'm so glad that you did.
Well, I want to thank you and Sue Ellen both for just sharing your heart, sharing your experiences, and just giving us the encouragement to step out and also to share what God has truly done in my life, in our life. I know I've been a believer for a very, very long time. And prayer is always an area in my life I always focus in on, you know, becoming stronger and strengthening my prayer life. And having Sue Ellen just share her experience with when she went through her divorce had encouraged me just to share, as I've gone through a very tough time the past couple of years in a job situation. And even though through this job situation I clung on God in prayer to get me through, I didn't feel like I was making a lot of progress. And I know I was just really believing in the lies of Satan, because I felt like a failure. I felt like I would never be a leader. I wouldn't be able to accomplish things that even God had me for, had planned for me. And I know going through, actually, Kim, your burdens and blessings has really opened up my eyes. And it showed me that I believe in God, but did I believe God's promises for just me? I always felt, believed his promises for other people, but I didn't believe them for myself. Mm-hmm. And as I started just praying and started praying his promises for me, it started opening up my eyes and letting me see what God truly was doing in my own life and how he can use me. He can take those hardships and the brokenness I've been going through, and he definitely can use those as well. And I just wanted to share my heart with y'all.
Oh, Kim, thank you so much. I hear you trying to hold back the tears. You know, we go through some really tough times, and you know, occupationally, professionally, personally, as Sue Ellen, you know, for those, Kim, for that moment or those moments, and I know I've walked through some of this with you as friends, those moments when you felt so alone and you even felt like maybe God had abandoned you because you weren't listening, and you know in your heart that he's not, what do you say to someone right now who feels so broken that they don't even feel worthy to call upon his name? What would you say to them? What would God say to them this moment? Because we have people like, we've all been there, haven't we? What would you say to them? Or Sue Ellen, either one of you. Kim, why don't you start, and then Sue Ellen, why don't you come in right behind her? Those who feel so broken right now that they've made the ultimate mistake, they've just done something, it's like they can't even believe they've done it before. Even it's kind of like Paul, I can't even believe I did this. What I want to do, I don't do. What I don't do, I do. We've all been there. What do you say to that person who feels like they just are too scarred? They don't even feel worthy to call upon God's name. Is that what God wants? What would we say to that person right now?
Well, I know one lady actually that I've been able to reach out to and just share my experience. I was really able to open up to her and just share my own experience I've had where I've just felt like I wasn't worthy of, you know, of God, and felt like God, I knew he was there for me, but I didn't really feel that he was there for me. I just knew it because of my faith and for scripture. But being able to just reach out to her, share my experience with her, share those scriptures that really helped me through it, and just really being there, loving on her, and just knowing I'm just there. I know she has really opened up, and it has helped her a lot.
Oh, and see, oh my gosh, you brought up such a huge concept that we teach everywhere we go. We don't we with the Burdens of Blessings, is that once we can just take the, you know, kind of move beyond the shame of what we're feeling and have someone to talk about, that the very things that are trying to break us down, someone right around us is going through, and it opens us. We don't even have to be fully healed or fully understanding to be able to share wisdom with others and bring them in so that we know how to pray for each other. God tells us, encourage one another daily. Well, we don't even know how to encourage one another, how to pray for each other, unless we have that open communication and dialogue that we can really break down the barriers and the walls. And that's what I want this to be today. I want the listener, I want my friends who I haven't even met yet, that are listening out there, to understand that there is nothing that separates you from the love of God. There's nothing that he looks upon and goes, well, that's just too bad for me. No, he longs for us, just like a parent longs for a child, just like the prodigal son. The father longs for us to run back into the presence of who he is and to say, God, I need you. You know, when my children call me and go, Mom, I need advice, I melt. It's like, I've been living all my life to hear that. You know, we want to be needed. And if that is our heart, imagine how much more so it is with our Heavenly Father who created us, who has all the answers. The Bible says he delights when we call upon his name. He delights in giving us the things, every good gift that comes from above. Sue Ellen, I want you to jump in. I cannot wait to hear your comments about this.
Well, I think going back to feeling unworthy, you know, the guilt that the enemy puts on people. But we know that because of the grace of God in our lives, that he is worthy. He is worthy in and through us, and that God renders forgiveness for anything that we've done. And, you know, he throws it into the sea, as they say, and remembers no more. And I think as we come before the Lord, if we're feeling today, you that are listening, and Kim as well, having experienced this, that if we're feeling unworthy, God is the one that can lift that burden from us. God
Amen.
Is the one that can minister
Amen.
To each and every one of us. As today, as you commit this feeling of guilt that is from the enemy, if you ask the Lord to come in and just take that away, because he wants you to walk in forgiveness. And each one of us, we all sin, but God is faithful to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And to know that it is through Christ that you are walking in freedom, and that it's because of the Lord working in our lives that we are walking in worthiness because of
right.
him. And he values us. We are his children. He loves us more and more. And as we walk in that freedom, God is faithful to lead and guide. And don't let unworthiness or guilt hold you back from the plan and the purpose of God.
And I love this scripture, 1 John 3:20, for those who are listening. If our hearts condemn us, and we know that God does not condemn us, the Bible tells us he is not a God of condemnation. So 1 John 3:20 says, if our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts. and he knows everything. So there again, it's the picture of the Samaritan woman. God brings us into his presence. He let her know, I know everything about your life. And he does that, listener. He does that so that we know that even if we allow our hearts to condemn us, the voices inside our head, even maybe someone around us, that if those outer things are condemning us, that with Christ, Christ within us is greater than all these things. He is greater than even our hearts, and he knows everything. Kim, thank you so much for calling. We have another caller I want to jump on very quickly. Kim, thank you for your love and your honesty. You have touched people's hearts today, sweet girl. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, caller Kim. It was great talking.
Thank you,
honey.
Caller 7300. Welcome to Coffee with Kim. 7300. Good morning. I think maybe we've lost that caller. I am so sorry for those who are calling in. I have a stream of numbers of people. I'm so sorry if you're not getting on. I'm trying to get people on. We just, you know, an hour goes by so quickly, and we are coming up on just about 10, 12 minutes. So we're going to move right along. If we've lost you in the call, please try to call back, or we'll try to get you on next week. Or you can always email your questions to us or put it on our Facebook page, and we will get back with you. So, Sue Ellen, let's end our last few minutes on this scripture. And you've touched on it many times in your talk today. And I think that, you know, so many of us, we have, through your words of wisdom, shown people, and we'll post this later, the actual scriptures of how to open that door, how to accept Christ in our life, how to have a relationship. And then once we begin that relationship, is our prayer life, it's opened, it's inspired. So, and which we each love and want to have that effective, that practical, that powerful, and that personal prayer life. Now, in the midst of all that, people sit back and say, okay, now what am I supposed to do? Well, what is God's will for my life? And prayer is stuck right in the middle of God's will for our lives, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18. And we're going to end on this. We're going to take about 5 minutes to talk about this. It says, be joyful always. Pray continuously, give thanks into all circumstances, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. Be joyful always. Joyful does not mean happy. Joyful means be at peace and knowing that God is in control. And how can we do that? Pray continuously. Sue Ellen, please tell our listeners, how in the world do we pray without ceasing? What does that mean? Does that mean I go into a prayer closet all the time? Am I to say, how in the world can I, as busy as we are, pray continuously and without ceasing?
Well, I believe that we, as we go along our day, that with Christ in our hearts, that we can, the Spirit of God prays through us, and that as we're, say, on the grocery store line or whatever, wherever we are, allowing our spirit to communicate with the Lord regularly. That's a form of prayer, knowing that God's presence is with us. But as we pray without ceasing, thinking in our spirit, in our thought life, that as we communicate with God, that's praying, as we communicate throughout the day. And it's hard because we're all busy. We all have a lot on our plates that we need to accomplish. But I think it's birthed out of that time with the Lord early morning. And as we carry that throughout the day, we're in communication with him. And it takes practice. It takes focus. Yeah. We're all going in a million directions.
Yes.
I can say that because I know a lot of people.
Yes.
And as we go in a million directions, you know, but the most important thing is that time with God early morning and bringing that in throughout the day.
as we commune with him, as we talk to God throughout the day, even in our spirits. It doesn't have to be verbal, but that communication is unceasing with mm-hmm. the Lord. And I have an example. I think about as far as scheduling our time. To me, that's so important because everybody's so busy. I think of Nancy DeMoss, who she tells a story about her father, who was a very successful businessman and has left quite a legacy. And he would have company to their house, formal dinner and all of that. He would have company to their house, but whenever the time rolled around for him to go to bed, he would excuse himself because he said that he had a very important appointment in the morning. And that appointment was the time with God, the time in prayer before he began his busy day as a mm-hmm. successful businessman. And I find that too, that as we set that time aside, God reveals himself to us through prayer as to what we're to do, what our plan, what his plan is for us. And we mm-hmm. take that fellowship, that communication throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, and God guides us. And one of the most often questions that I have people ask me is, they want to know how God is leading them or what's God's plan for their life. And we can find that out ourselves through prayer, mm-hmm. through our communication with him throughout the day, even as he leads us and guides us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. So much wisdom. Now my friends know why I wanted to bring you on to help us understand. And I feel, oh, my gosh, we've just barely scratched the surface. Don't you feel the same way, Sue Ellen?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
This is my favorite topic, other than just talking about Christ alone and what he's done in my life and how he wants to transform our hurts into others' hope. This prayer, everything, prayer is the foundation. It's what we build everything on.
That's right. That's everyone, right, Kim. And I feel led to pray right now. May I pray for the audience? Those
would
that are
you
listening?
Please.
Yes, I would love to do that.
Yes.
Yeah,
please.
Let's pray. And,
okay.
I'll make it short because I know we're kind of running out of time. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we pray, oh God, I pray for those that are listening today. I pray even right now that each one would sense your holy presence upon them. Yes. Father, I pray that whatever is in their life, Father, whether it be a difficult time that they're walking through, Father, that you would speak to their hearts through prayer, through your word, Father, and that you would lead and guide. Make provision, Father. Restore that relationship. Bring healing to those of you that are sick. Father, we know that you're able to do all of these things as we trust you, as we place our lives in your hands. Bring joy out of sorrow. Bring restoration to that broken relationship. Oh God, pour out your blessing upon each one that's listening today. Whatever their mm-hmm. situation, we know that you're able to lead, to guide, and to provide. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so, so much, Sulan. Thank you so much. Well, this has been an incredible day, an incredible hour, and I want to thank you, Sue Ellen, so much. Sue Ellen, if anyone is interested in joining us at the Global Summit, will you give us a link that we can go to
yes.
and find out more information?
Yes, certainly. It's the Global Media Summit. We'll be there. Global
yes.
Media Summit, and it's gmssummit.com. And all the information is there, and you don't have to be in media to attend. Maybe God is speaking to your heart to write a book or do a TV show or whatever. But even the general sessions are very inspirational, even if you're not in media, but do come and join us. And that's April 26th
through 28th, and it's gmssummit.com.
Great. Sue Ellen, thank you so much again. Sue Ellen and I will definitely be there along with hundreds of others, so please join us if you can. Please join us on Facebook each morning. Join me on Facebook Tuesday through Friday. I would love to have you, facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. Like us so that we can become partners in our prayer life and in our daily life. Thank you so much for being a part of this program today. You know, I don't know why God uses the prayers of his people to accomplish his work in this world, but he does. He empowers us to make a difference. He tells us that the prayer of a righteous man avails much. Imagine that. He is giving. He lends his ear to what it is that you're saying, and he makes it matter. He wants us to understand that he wants to hear from us. He gives us that beautiful affirmation that if we will just look to him, that our prayer is powerful and it's effective. Friends, as we bow our heads and pray, we are not wasting our time. It's as if God himself is looking to us and say, keep praying. I am using your prayers to accomplish your will and to change this world. Thank you so much for joining Coffee with Kim. I'll see you next time. Until then, may God richly, richly bless you in your prayer walk. Meet us again next week, where people all around the world come to meet so that we can be infilled with God's power so we can go out and change our world. Love you. See you next time.
Thank you for joining Coffee with Kim, a moment where your past pain connects with your future purpose to create your unique and powerful story.